He just loves doing it. He can't help it. I nominate Victor to be the acting chair until the end of the year, so that he just can have this the fight that he wants.
Well, I don't know.
For Beauty. All right. Welcome to Board of Equalization. Welcome to all of the public that is in attendance. We're going to start with the review of the minutes. June 16th, 2026. I'm going
to
take a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes of June 16th, 2026.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and second on the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item number two on the agenda is consideration of property tax exemptions.
Hello. All right. We've got two new property tax exemptions.
A little closer on the mic.
We've got two new properties that were purchased later in the year that are tax exempt for charitable purposes. The first one is account number 1933, and it is a residence that was purchased for the purpose of housing men in recovery for drug and alcohol addiction. It's owned by Access Foundation, and they have eight other properties. This is the ninth one, and it will house 19 residents. So that's, you can see a picture of it on that, and the address is there as well. And the second property is account number 19797. Same people own it, Access Foundation. This is their 10th property that will be on this list. Same hosts that houses men in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction, and this house will hold 4 residents.
So the reason it's before us is that it qualifies or doesn't qualify?
It does qualify.
It does qualify.
Yes.
But it missed the deadline, they just bought it.
Exactly.
So, but for the deadline, it would qualify.
And it is within, they filed it within the deadline to fully qualify. It's just we couldn't include it in the first batch that came in by the April deadline.
Okay,
so this is still within the 120 days.
So it does need qualifications, and we've already given exemption for other properties and other similar uses.
Correct.
Okay.
I have just a question. Uh-huh. I don't know that 4581 East St. George exists because our eastern boundary with Washington is like 3,000 east.
Oh, did I type? I couldn't type.
But I look at that house and I do recognize it on 100 South.
Yes, yes.
So I think it's either 458 East or 581 East. Because I put it in Google Maps and it blew up.
I know, I recognize it too. So that's going to be a type on my end. Or the application, I
had it.
And I, yep.
Anyway, I'm not saying we stop what we're doing, but let's just check the address.
I will check the address.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the exemption for these two properties with the caveat that they plant trees in the front yard.
Yes.
And that's my motion.
Double second.
Legally, I'm not going to say that we should.
I don't know about that.
Caleb would like to remove the condition. It would be a good, a good suggestion.
Hey, this is her first meeting. I think, we're just going to assume that she could just roll this, right?
Yes.
That's what we do all the time. That's better.
Kayla, I got your back on this one. So how about we have a, it'd be very nice if they planted trees, but if we remove that, however, condition, could we just...
Reluctantly, I will accept your amendment to my motion.
Okay.
But I will add that St. George City does have ordinances that may apply to get what Commissioner Iverson wants. And that my addition to the motion would be that they follow all city ordinances pertaining to this property.
Okay.
Caleb?
Why are we getting involved in saying what they should or should not? How about we just move to approve or not? How about that? Can we do that?
You're the chairman.
Yeah.
Call the vote.
No. Fine.
I call the question.
All right. I don't know what. I amended it. And you're saying, but you seconded it with something else. So we now have somebody has to second your amendment that they follow city ordinance, which I'm not sure is county.
It's implied. I mean, you could technically make it a condition, but it is implied that they have to follow the city ordinance as a taxpayer.
To qualify for this special exemption.
I'm not going to second that. I'll second that. Call the question. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And nay.
For your first day, this is like a knit.
This is, I'm this sorry,
moments is not what we.
All right, anything else?
Not that.
On that one? Okay, item number three is considered as the approval of BOE Board of Equalization hearing officers.
Yes, so I worked with Adele and Josh, and they helped me get this list together. All of these hearing officers that I'm going to recommend have attended the class, they've been certified. And we've spoken with them, and they're excited to help with
BOE. Is Steve Davidson the one that used to work here? He's a great
guy. Okay.
As part of my motion, I'd like him to come to Beverly's next cookout on the pavilion.
Matt, you really either of these guys arrested?
I have that power. You're the chair, you could do what you want.
You'll need a quorum.
Just kidding.
Okay, so
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the names that have been presented to us as Board of Equalization hearing officers for 2026. How is that for a very
good That's
quorum?
A great motion. I like that.
Second. Oh boy.
Second.
And we have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Just for the record, the names are Steve Davidson, Bill West, Cody Hymus, Dan Johnson, Kathy Klein, Ryan Johnson, and Jeff Wall. With that, having concluded the agenda, we'll stand adjourned.
Okay.